have come to view the Middle East as a kind of simmering volcano. Often the conflict there remains dormant, but sometimes it erupts into spectacular violence. Bubbling under the surface is a conflict of cultures, a clash of tribes. At times, the Middle East can seem like an entire region engulfed in cacophony and discord. But perhaps there's a way to erode centuries of barriers in the Mideast, to get past the bitter pattern of one group stereotyping and caricaturing the other. Maybe it's possible among the disputing parties to forge connections on a human level that could actually produce beautiful and stunning harmony. Harmony is the vision of legendary Israeli classical pianist Daniel Barenboim, heard here in 2011 conducting a Beethoven symphony at a performance in Cologne, Germany by the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. He helped to establish the orchestra 12 years earlier. The musicians are young, ranging in age from 15 to 36. Half are from Israel, the other half from Arab nations. It's an opportunity, says Barenboim, for people to listen to each other.
If you have the curiosity to meet the other, you do. We are not a political project in the sense that we do not look even for a political consensus. We look for a musical consensus, obviously, but not for a political. But we think it's very important that everybody hears the other side and learns to find the logic in the narration of the other, especially when not agreeing with it.
On a recent tour of the United States, the orchestra performed for concertgoers at Boston's historic Symphony Hall.
This is such a novel idea. You've got Barenboim, who's such a star, taking this idea and turning it into what has to be a high level of music. I'm curious to hear the result.
How about for you, please?
I love Barenboim, and to me it is bringing different cultures and different people together where the language is music and not fighting and war. That's the big thing that I'm looking at.
The only political statement we make is that we do not believe in a military solution. But other than that, it is a human project, and it is a human project because I do not believe that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a conflict like so many that we know from history. It's not a conflict between two nations, which is usually about borders, about water, about oil, whatever it may be. This is a conflict between two peoples who are deeply convinced they have the right to live on the same little piece of land, exclusive of the other. How do you want to compromise with that? We are much more behind than we think. We have to first get to the point where both sides accept the right of the other also to be there. In other words, we believe that we can live side by side, Israelis and Palestinians, or together, but not back to back.
Daniel Barenboim co-founded the West Eastern Divan Orchestra along with Edward Said, a Palestinian author and professor of literature at Columbia University, who died in 2003. Barenboim had known of Said and read his books. Said had attended Barenboim concerts.
We met and we hit it off and we became really the closest of friends since 1992. When I met him until 2003, when he died, I think hardly a day went by when we didn't speak to each other. We met if we were in the same city or we telephoned. In 1999, I was asked to do the music program for Weimar, Cultural Capital of Europe, because Weimar represented both the best and the worst in German history. It was the city of Goethe and many other great German intellectuals, but it was also 5 kilometers away from the Buchenwald concentration camp. And I said, I would only do that if it's not just a memorial to terrible times, but something constructive. I said, if you have a sense of responsibility towards the Jewish people, help them in their present trepidations, in the present problems. And the problems now are in the relations with the neighbors, primarily with the Palestinians. I will do this if you get a few young musicians from Israel, Palestine, and the other Arab countries, and I will make a forum, a seminar. I will try and get my friend Edward Said to come and do that with me.
You said that you've forged a kind of musical consensus with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. What is the nature of the social interactions among the musicians in the orchestra? Has it sometimes been awkward as people of different backgrounds try to get along?
Yes, I think that there are a lot of very close friendships, even some love stories have developed. We have conversations and discussions every time we meet. In fact, we had a particularly productive one yesterday evening with a Palestinian and an Israeli who came and talked, and we talk amongst ourselves, and then it gets very heated up. But you know, many of these people have been coming year after year for so many years. Everybody knows the opinion of almost each member in the orchestra. And therefore, we talk about other things. But every now and then, we talk about this, so the discussions get quite heated, obviously.